You're listening to Have You Heard?
Empathize, engage, inquire, participate, collaborate, amplify.
Hi, everyone. It's Caitlin Fichtner here in the AV Lab in Innovation Studio 219. Today, I am joined by Provost and Senior Vice President of WPI, Wole Soboyejo. Welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Caitlin.
Can you start by introducing yourself to our listeners and telling us a little bit about your background?
Yes, glad to do that. So I'm Wole Soboyejo, and I was born in Palo Alto from Nigerian parents when they were PhD students at Stanford, but raised in Africa. So I grew up in Nigeria from the age of 1 to the age of 13, after which I was sent to an English boarding school where I did my high school and went through London and Cambridge University, and came back to the U.S. in 1988, first to work in industry at McDonnell Douglas, now part of Boeing, and then be a professor at Princeton, MIT, before coming here to WPI in 2016 as Dean of Engineering. So it's been quite an adventure getting here to WPI.
Wow, yeah, you've been through a lot of prestigious schools there. How and why did you choose to come to WPI?
So WPI is probably the one school in the world that does education the way I want to do it, that does global engagement the way I want to do it, that also does science and engineering the way I want to do it. And I found all of those reasons too difficult to resist, because I'm basically in a community of people that's doing stuff that I like to do with the shared values that make it easy for me to be here.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on what you mean by like the way you want to do it?
Oh, very important. So at Princeton, where I was before coming here, I was always organizing the students into projects in my courses. But not everybody wanted to do that, right? But I just found that that's the way I wanted to teach. I always try to take the students to do projects abroad in developing countries where they could solve problems. And I found that that was really important to me in a way that was an essential part of what I wanted to do. But in doing those things, I also exposed the students to risks that the university was always worried about, whereas these were risks that WPI was excited about and really wanted to engage. And then in doing my science, I didn't just want to do pure science. I wanted to do science that makes an impact on the lives of people. And for me, that was really important. And what I found when I came to WPI is that everybody at WPI wants to do science that matters, that connects to the lives of people. Everybody wanted to do projects. And that's why I say I found an institution that really wanted to do education the way I want to do it, and projects that matter to the lives of people in ways that really resonate with me.
Yeah, definitely. The project-based curriculum is something really great about this school. So what does it mean to be a provost?
So the provost is sort of like the chief academic officer that thinks about how do we really support the academic goals of the institution. So most important part of this is, of course, our teaching mission. And, you know, just to make sure you appoint the best professors and you reward the professors in ways that support that mission. The other part of this is to enable WPI to do projects that matter, research that matters, and make sure that we have a strategy for maintaining the WPI impact on the education of our students.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the most challenging part of your job?
I think the most challenging part of my job is you have to balance many factors, and you have to listen very carefully. So very often your initial impressions do not always do justice to the situation. Mm-hmm. And you have to listen to all the stakeholders and then make sure that whatever decisions you make are owned by the community.
What is the most rewarding part of your job?
Students. I became a university professor because I love to interact with students. I love to do things that hopefully contribute to the education of students. And it's rewarding to watch students blossom when you invest in these interactions. So this has been the most rewarding part of my life, actually, the opportunity to work with students and interact with students over time.
So a lot of your work is focused on collaborations between engineers and scientists in the United States and Africa. Can you speak on the importance of global collaboration in engineering and science?
So what I found at an early age was that there's a limit to what you can do as an individual, but there's so much opportunity when you learn to work in teams. And quite honestly, I would say about 10 years after I started working, I just wanted to solve real problems related to, for example, health or energy or water. And I didn't have all the skills. And I found that by collaborating and bringing what I had to work with groups of people, we were able to do a lot more than I could have done by myself. And so, as an example, I was trained in materials to understand how things fracture, right? And I made a reasonable living in doing this, but you can only do that little part of materials. By working with doctors, I could work on problems where I use that same knowledge in developing new targets that can detect and cure cancer. By working with electrical engineers and physicists and chemists, I could develop new light-emitting devices that can provide light to people in rural and urban areas whilst making the next LED screens for OLEDs. Or I could work on the next generation solar panels by working with, again, diverse folks with different backgrounds. So it's been a bit of an adventure, but it's been really worthwhile because you find you can do things that are more than yourself when you learn to collaborate and work in teams. So that's sort of how I've led my last 20 years, and I recommend it to anyone that really wants to make an impact to learn how to work in teams.
Yeah, definitely. Like, everyone has their specialties, and when you combine all of those, you can get a lot more out of it.
That's right. You get synergy. Mm-hmm. And you also get this inspiration and support system that, again, over time, ends up enabling you to achieve much more than you can achieve by yourself.
Are there any specific, like, programs? I know you're a part of a lot of different organizations that, like, work towards this collaboration that you'd like to speak about.
You know, for me at the moment, one of the things that I'm most excited about is the idea of the Global School at WPI. And as you could imagine, the Global School is owned by everybody at WPI. And I see this as a great example of how we can elevate our impact as an institution by doing projects that matter, by bringing people from the humanities and arts and social sciences to interact with people in the natural sciences and engineering to solve real problems on a scale that really matters. And so I would like to really encourage everybody at WPI to continue our focus on these global projects, but to think about big problems that we can solve together. How do we also begin to make an impact on the sustainable development goals in areas that matter, not just through small, discrete projects, but by coalescing our efforts into group efforts that can make an impact in collaboration with our partners. So that's probably the one sort of unifying project that I think brings all of WPI together with other partners in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that WPI has been trying to focus on these grand challenges to guide their projects.
I think so. I think we've got these grand challenges in energy, in food, in water, in areas related to human development. Mm-hmm. And what I would really love to see would be, as we do our different projects, that we come together to think about the combined impacts of those projects rather than do all these small projects that don't necessarily connect. And so in this way, we can increase the impact that we as a community have in the world.
I think that wraps up all the questions we have. Is there anything else you'd like to add or say?
I want to really extend my appreciation to the team here for really bringing out some of the things that we're doing at WPI and connecting us more as people. And I also want to just encourage all the students and everybody involved, especially at this time, we must continue to connect together as people. And one thing I learned during the whole COVID era is just how important that is to our well-being. And I hope that as we go through the weeks and months ahead, this connection to people through the holiday season will see us through the rest of the academic year as well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our podcast. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Now let's dive into 30 seconds, 30 words.
Some groups and clubs have been invited by the Consigli Construction to get a sneak peek of the progress being made on the new academic building being constructed next to the library. Originally started in late 2019, this building is set to open at the start of C-term and will house many floors of classrooms, lab spaces, collaborative learning environments, and some administrative offices. The building features a lot of beautiful decorative elements throughout, with one of the focuses being the main staircase, lined with different colored Italian ceramic tiles, arranged to be reminiscent of strands of DNA.
Several floors also feature lots of wood elements, including ash ceilings and several installations of wall art, which were repurposed from the trees that were on the land before construction started. Each floor features a lot of natural light and great views of the surrounding areas. The inside of the building is almost completely done and is on track to be finished by January. Thanks for staying with us. Now let's listen to our second guest.
Hi everyone, it's Lauren Watch here, and I'm joined by the Dean of the Global School, Dr. Mimi Scheller, in AV219 in the Innovation Studio. Welcome, Dr. Scheller. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. So my name is Mimi Scheller, and I'm from Philadelphia originally. And I arrived here to become Dean of the Global School in July, although really got going kind of on campus in August. And let's see, my background is I'm a sociologist, but also trained originally as a historian. So my work started off in the Caribbean.
And oh, wow.
That is kind of one link to the Global School, is I've done a lot of research in Jamaica and Haiti and Dominican Republic a little bit and other parts of the Caribbean region. And I've had a long interest in kind of U.S. relationships with the Caribbean and the whole story of the African diaspora and the spread of peoples around the world. And that led to my interest in another field, which is called mobilities research, which I actually helped to create. So it's a new interdisciplinary field and studies the mobilities of people, but also objects, information, plants, animals, ideas, how things move and travel all around the world.
How did you come to work here at WPI?
Well, I heard about the Global School and I was really excited about it because I was looking for opportunities to do something really different with education. I was kind of thinking like, higher education needs new directions and somebody should invent a whole new kind of way of learning. And then I read about WPI and I was like, wait a minute, someone's already invented it. Here it is. And I had been collaborating with engineers at my prior institution. I was at Drexel University. And I was really into this idea that social science and engineering and the humanities and arts need to work together more. And wouldn't it be great if students also could do that in a way that was like interdisciplinary and applied in really interesting real-world contexts? And that was the WPI plan. It had already been invented. And so when I heard about the Global School position, I thought this could be the perfect place nice. For me.
Yeah, we've kind of fit all of those topics, right? Yeah, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your background and how it aligns with the Global School?
Yeah, so I mean, from a more personal perspective, I had the opportunity growing up to travel to a lot of different parts of the world, and I really made it, you know, a formative impact, I think, on my life and my interests, and it's what got me interested in history and social science and learning languages, and you know, all throughout my life, I traveled to different countries and really tried to immerse myself in different cultural experiences. And I think that's a really important part of the educational experience and the kind of journey we all go through. And I think it's great that WPI gives students the opportunity to do that and to do it in a way that's like embedded in a team and with advisors and doing projects through the IQPs. I think that's such a great experience, and I hope that, you know, the students take away from that the kinds of ways of understanding other places in the world that maybe for a lot of American students we might not grow up having that opportunity to. And the other side of that, of course, is that the world is here too, right? And that locally there's so many different cultures and people. And it's so important to be able to learn how to include different perspectives in learning. Now I've forgotten what your question was. I've gone off on a train of thought here.
Yeah, just you pretty much touched upon it, just how your background aligns with the global school. Yeah, how valuable is that for us to get that experience and immersion into different cultures, definitely.
Yeah, and from the other academic point of view, when I was talking about like social science and humanities and engineering, is that I've always been an interdisciplinary thinker. I've always been doing, like as an undergraduate, I did history and literature. And in graduate school, I did history, historical archival research, and social science, and sort of policy-related stuff. And my work has crossed anthropology, geography, communication, culture, and media, and then collaborating with engineering, as well as with design thinkers, architects, urban planners. And, you know, all of those fields bring different ways of doing things, but I think we all bring something to the table, and it's that sort of combination that makes things, I think, really exciting and innovative.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. I think WPI is really great about that, bringing a lot of different academics and majors to the table to find different types of solutions, and yeah, how valuable. How have global projects continued through the pandemic?
So it has been challenging. Initially, you know, last year when a lot of travel shut down and borders were closed, we had to do a lot of reorganizing how that could happen. And one of the things is some project centers were able to continue working remotely with their sponsors. So we had established like such a long-term relationship with the sponsors, and they knew us, and so they were able to keep working with the project teams, doing that remotely. By this summer, when I arrived, we were just starting to sort of pick up travel opportunities again. And, you know, starting off, you know, just nearby with like the Bar Harbor Project Center, but then this fall kind of beginning slowly to head out to more places. So Glacier National Park and the Puerto Rico Project Center has been really important this term, taking not only the students from the Puerto Rico Project Center, but students from a couple of other project centers that were unable to travel to their locations. Now there's projects in Venice, in Prague, I don't have the full list in front of me, but we're up to about, I think about 25 of our options will still be able to travel over this coming year. So it's been a big challenge but that's part of the project-based learning experience, I think, is like dealing with challenges and how to work through them. So it's been incredible to see, you know, how students have taken that on, been flexible, been understanding. Mm-hmm. I recognize there may be some disappointment for those who didn't get to travel, but some others have been able to do projects locally also.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that it's getting back on track. Yeah, I didn't get to go to Worcester, England, my past junior year for my IQP, but still just the experience of learning about England and doing my IQP virtually in England was a really great experience. And I'm glad to hear that it's getting back on track. And for our last question, how does the global project experience differ from the experience of doing on-campus projects?
Well, you would probably be in a better position to tell me, because it's the students who have that knowledge of what it's like doing their projects from here. And, you know, there's two sides to it. One side is the idea of kind of experiencing somewhere that's culturally different, a different language, different food, all of that part of the travel experience, which obviously if you stay here on campus, maybe you don't get to the same extent. But the other side of the projects is like the cooperation with your team members and the working through challenges and solving problems together. And I think that's happens as much in an on-campus project as an off-campus project. And our local project centers, you know, whether it's Worcester or Nantucket, which is a little less local, but it's still Massachusetts, right? Or people doing domestic projects, you know, Washington and Boston, whatever, those are still great project experiences. They're equally challenging, beneficial, and you're learning from each other as a team. So the travel part of it is just one side of what we do in the Global School, because it's really a method of learning, a method of what we call co-learning or co-designing things together. And you do that with communities, and those communities could be local, they could be foreign. They could be NGOs, they could be businesses, they could be national parks, right? So there's all different ways to do project-based learning.
Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this. It's great.
Empathize, engage, inquire, participate, collaborate, amplify.
This has been Have You Heard with Lauren Watch
and Caitlin Fichtner, a collaboration between Global Lab and Tech News.
Until next time, go and amplify the good.
Life is beautiful. Enjoy it.
Ciao, Zinyu.